Let's meet our guests as Tokpe Ojebe takes him on entrepreneurship.
Thanks for joining us on the interview segment of the program, where we talk to Nigerians who are taking the bull by the horn, if you like. People who decide, look, I'm not waiting for some white-collar job. I'll make it happen my own way. And a young man who's done that very well is my guest today. Woma Izu, his name, lead strategist at Hexavian Group. He's a graduate of mathematics and computer science, a member of the Project Management Institute, PMI, United States of America, Nigerian Institute of Management with a Project Management Professional, PMP, certificate, and an MBA in view. He's also a certified member of the Institute of Strategic Management of Nigeria. Izu, thanks for joining us.
Feels good to be here.
Now, you led in starting a fast-growing company, we're told, Hexavia, an organization and company that offers professional services in enterprise, corporate planning, strategy, branding, training, project management, business plan, development, and so on. Yet we understand you're a graduate of mathematics and computer science. What motivated you to start your own business?
Well, in the end, I mean, success is very predictable, like I usually say. I mean, it does matter who you spend a lot of your time with. Like, I'm Igbo, first of all, so we grew up in a very enterprising system. I mean, we have a culture of apprenticeship as an Igbo person. So I grew up around a lot of older people who were very successful with business. You know, I always say that the difference between a man and the next 10 years would be two things: the people you meet and the things that you know. I mean, I had mentors who were back MDs when I was a teenager, so you'd be shocked at how much you learn just sitting down in their board meetings. I mean, I started working 13, 14. My parents would never allow me to spend holiday in the house and play video games and watch TV. My assignment was every holiday they would hook you up with one uncle to go and work. So at the end of the day, by the time I was 19, 20, there's something called cumulative advantage. You've been able to build over 10,000 hours of corporate practice. So when I was in university, I mean, I was reading Harvard Business Reviews from year 1, year 2. I remember when I was doing my MBA in ULAG, I had two professors who sat in my class as students. You know, I think that the best form of knowledge is the most practical when it's practical. I think this business thing is like riding a bicycle, it's like swimming. You can't read a book on how to swim and say you've become a swimmer. You have to get into the water.
Where so, I come from, you don't teach anybody how to flog a goat. If the goat comes disturbing you, you've got to flog the goat. You mentioned something very interesting. You're from the Southeast, yeah. And Southeasterners are very enterprising. Is it just about the fact that you're from the Southeast, or it's also about something in Roma that, you know, wanted to make a difference?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's not the external. There are two things, the internal and external, but internal is deeper. It's not where I came from, it's who I am. And I mean, it's not what I was left with, but what I was left inside. I think it's more of what is in me. I've always thought that the future is not even in front. The future is inside. The future is not in front of you. The future is actually inside of you. It's everything you were created to do, but you haven't done.
I can feel it, you know, with you. I can feel there's something. For the purpose of the listener, what do you think is in you that makes a difference?
Focus. I love focus. I belong to the school of thought that says that whatever you give your whole self into, always give itself back to you. I mean, so I could not give 10,000 hours into business and not be a business mogul or probably a consultant in business. So it's focus. Another thing, which is purpose. Another thing is vision. I don't live in the present. I live in the future. I don't see who you are. I see what you can be. I'm a talent manager. When somebody walks into the door, what I see is not him. I don't see the guy who gave a job with tattered shoes. I see somebody who can be a CEO and then we'll try to make him a CEO. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so his vision, his purpose, his character, trust. Once I trust people, I mean, intelligence without character, you just have scammers. Scammers are intelligent, but there's no character.
Right. As we speak, well, there are a couple of young men, young women with vision outside there, but they'll tell you stuff like, look, I have the vision, but can you do much without money? So I'd like to find out from you, what was it like for you starting your business financially? Certainly there must have been some challenges.
I'll be very practical with this question. Very practical. Because everybody's facing that, no enabling environment, that's what they say. The government, you know, the system, there's no capital. Well, look, it's not what you don't have that stops you. Is what you have and don't know how to use. And I was having a practical. When I left university, we couldn't afford an office. Look, I had this bag, right? That was my office. All I needed was, I would wake up in the morning, have my bath, and carry my bag. That's enter my office, the bag of my office. I would be on the street. All I'm looking for is a fast food I could sit down, open up my laptop, and work all day. and some of the biggest business plans were created there. One of them is Rough and Tumble. I mean, the Tudor lifestyle brand, you know, it was a slot, the retail store. They were like products we were in the early days of their making strategy. Some of them were made in bus stop, like BRT bus lanes, and then you're waiting for your turn. You open up your laptop and you work. So you can't keep saying, oh, the new fancy office. This whole thing called business, right, it has to be practical. I think what started up as a zero capital business, you know, it's not what you don't have that stops you. It's what you have and don't know how to use. It's not what you don't have.
I won't forget that. It's not what you don't have that stops you, but what you have and you don't know how to use. Now, what did you have and how did you use it?
One of them was character. I mean, keep to your words. I mean, look, you know what, sir? If you give me this job, you give me this chance, I'll deliver to you in 2 weeks. But in my head, I can actually deliver it in 5 days. But I said 2 weeks because of lag. So for no reason would I reach 1 week, 3 days. So I deliver it before you expect it. You blow their minds.
Some precision.
Yeah, so precision, you know, trust. I mean, people say, oh, you know what, I don't have collateral. Nobody's going to give me money. I'm like, yeah, but your character is collateral. I mean, I remember as student, I had experiences. I remember this one time in university, I wanted to do a show in school. We walked into a bank and told the bank people that we needed loans and we didn't have money. The guy looked at us, the bank, and he said, there's no banker. The bank manager at the end of the bank, he said, there's nobody that's going to give you money, that collateral. But because of the way you speak and because of the experience of what you've done, I will give you my personal money. It was small student money, maybe like 50K. The guy gave us money. We delivered back that money to him. So character is something Nigerians have to have, and most sadly, most of us don't have it. Look, I've said, even the Amoeba, when he wants to set up a gang, one of the first criteria for his gang members is character, people he can trust. So if you can do trust, forget it.
Have you worked for one before?
I'm being sarcastic. Metaphors.
I know. All right, now, how long did it take you to come this far? Certainly, at the beginning, you probably would have had some challenges, as you mentioned. And I'm wondering, how long did it take you to get this bold, this develop the character and become, you know, the warmer Isu you are today?
The brand. Cumulatively, I would say 10 years. I mean, cumulatively, I would say 10 years. But it started way before 10 years. It's a rehearsal for it. That's why I say, whenever you're waiting for success to come to you, you have to keep being prepared so that when it comes, you recognize it. If you're not prepared, you say it's hard work. You can't do it. So it's 10 years. I mean, we started this thing, I was probably 17, 18 when I started this.
It was a dream.
It was a dream. I'm not even my 30 yet. That's how practical it is. Have a hand in almost 100 businesses. Just last 2 months, we did a retreat for the Central Bank of Nigeria. I mean, that's big. I remember one of the deputy governors of Central Bank is saying, oh, you know what, you're actually like my son's mate, you know? And I felt like in that room, there were maybe like 100 top-level, director-level kind of guys. I was the youngest person in the room, but I was the one facilitating. So for me, I think that it's not how long, it's how well, it's how much you put into it. 4 years of doing the same thing over and over again is all it takes to be a master. And it was go on and off. You want to be an entrepreneur, the business is not working, so you drop it, you move for a white-collar job, you hope you come back. By the time you come back, you've forgotten some of your skills. Just being at something long enough. So because I was at it long enough, my 10 years probably were like 30 years in new terms, because there's nothing else we did.
Let's stay with that one. Now, sometimes, like you mentioned, some people start something and they say, look, it's not working, and they drop it, and then you lose the experience there. You certainly had challenges while you were going on. How do you think young people today can take hold of that? When you found a dream and maybe their forces fighting it, what do you think from your experience could make you want to stay and develop it so you bring something out through it all?
I don't want to be too technical, but the challenges are usually called PESTERS, P-E-S-T-E-R, political challenges, economic challenges, social challenges, technology, you know, entrepreneurial and ecology, and then legal challenges. But if you stay around people who are like you, you stay long enough. The problem is, show me your friend and tell who you are. Look, you can't want to be an entrepreneur, your friends are employees. For example, if things are bad, end up not collecting salary, you're not seeing salary, so you're forced to want to be like them. But when you're in a room with people who are chasing the same dreams, you'll be shocked by what I would do. I have a quote for this. It says, none of us is as smart as all of us. None of us is as smart as all of us. So let's give an example. I said pastor, and I said L is legal. For example, if you have friends who want a lawyer, I have issues, you'll be shocked by what your law firm can help you out with. So at the end of the day, I think what is very key in this thing is for you to stick around your kind. Iron sharpens iron. And having a mentor is another thing, a mirror of what you want to be like. For example, like I'm big on some top-level executive bank MDs. I've met almost everybody that matters. Just seeing them, when I want to give up, I hear their own story and how bad it was. I'm like, ah, guy, calm down. I've met people who are billionaires who didn't have parents. So I don't have any of that to tell because my parents are not wealthy. I mean, my parents are not wealthy. People didn't even have affluent at all. So what are
so you
saying? At least you have something, you know. So you keep pushing. So who are your friends? Who are you mirroring? So mentorship is one. Your community of friends and people you hang around is another thing. Then internal resilience. People look for motivation all the time. Money, people to talk to you. Look, if you keep looking for that, you'll be disappointed. So don't look for motivation. Look for inspiration. Motivation is outside in. Inspiration is inside out.